Yo ahora.
Together.
Lord Gauranga, who is not different from Gopal. He enjoyed his childhood pastimes. Soon, as he grew day by day, the time came for him to learn reading and writing. At the auspicious time, on an auspicious day, Jagannath Mishra performed the ceremony for beginning his son's education. Then, after a few days, all the family friends came to observe the ceremony of the child's ear piercing and the shaving of his head, which left him only a sika. Thus the Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, began his studies, and he learned to write the letters of the alphabet after seeing them only once. Everyone was astonished to note this. Day and night he enthusiastically wrote, and he read names of the Lord like Ram, Krishna, Murari, Mukunda, and Vanamali. Oh, the most fortunate persons in Nadia saw the Lord of Vaikuntha study with the other young boys. And Nimai Pandit, then known as Nimai, he would sweetly recite the letters of the Bengali alphabet, Ka, Ka, Ga, Ga. Everyone who heard him, their hearts were captivated. Thus Sri Gaurasunda continued to perform his wonderful childhood pastimes. Sometimes he would demand things that were impossible to obtain. If he saw a bird flying high in the sky, he desired to have it. He demanded to have it. And when it was not given to him, he would cry and roll in the dust. Sometimes he would demand the moon or the stars in the sky. And when he did not get them, he cried and thrashed his arms and legs on the ground. And everyone tried to pacify him by taking him on their laps. But Vishwambar, he did not relent. And he continued to demand, "Give me, I want the moon, I want the stars." There was, however, one remedy, and that remedy was surely to stop Nimai from crying. Whenever Nimai heard the sound of Lord Hari's holy name, he would stop his crying. And when everyone clapped their hands and chanted the name of Hari, he would be pacified and he would give up his restlessness. Thus, by this pastime, the Lord demonstrated both the insignificance of the unsatisfied material desires of conditioned souls who never engage in kirtan, and also that by hearing Krishna kirtan, all of one's desires and all the obstacles that cloud one's heart, they are destroyed because one's mind becomes fixed and one's love for Krishna increases. So, to stop Nimai from crying, everyone would chant, and they would clap their hands as they chanted the holy names of Hari, just to please the young boy. And also, because of their chanting, the home of Jagannath Misra appeared just like Vrindavan. One day, however, in spite of everyone's chanting the names of Hari, Lord Nimai would not stop his crying, and everyone tried to pacify the boy, saying, Listen, dear Nimai, come dance nicely while we chant the name of Hari. But Nimai would not listen, and he would continue to cry. Everyone then asked him, "Oh, dear child, dear Vishrambar, why do you cry? What do you want? We will bring it for you, but don't cry. Please stop your crying." And Vishrambar replied, "If you want to save my life and stop my crying, then go quickly to the house of the two brahmanas, Jagadish and Haranya. Both of them are my great devotees, and I desire to eat something that they have cooked. Today is Ekadasi, and they are both fasting all day. But they have cooked so many varieties of tasty foods for their lord, for their deities, for Lord Vishnu. And if I could eat that offering, then, and only then, I will be cured of my crying." Hearing this proposal, Mother Sati began to lament, "Oh, Nimai, you're requesting something that is not sanctioned in the Vedas or even in ordinary dealings. Should I really go to the house of our neighbors, these two Brahmins, and should I really ask them to feed you the food that they have cooked for their deities, especially on Ekadasi? Should I really do this?" But everyone else in the house, they just laughed on hearing Nimai's request. And they said, "All right, Vishrambar, we will get that food for you, but please just stop your crying." Immediately, someone went to the home of the two brahmanas, who were both dear friends of Jagannath Misra, and they told them of the child's request. And upon hearing it, both brahmanas became filled with jubilation. They said, "This is an amazing demand. We have never heard of such an intelligent young child. How did he even know that today is Ekadasi? And how did he know that we have cooked so opulently for the Lord? And since this child is so attractive, it must be that Lord Gopal has manifested within his body. Lord Narayan must be performing pastimes through the body of this child, and sitting in his heart, Narayan must be making the child speak." Thinking this, the two Brahmins brought the various offerings that they had cooked, and they happily gave them to Nimai. "Dear child, please, please eat this offering. Please eat these foodstuffs. Accept them. Our desire to serve Krishna is being fulfilled on this very day." The opportunity to serve Sri Chaitanya Dev can never be obtained by a living entity's own endeavors. And only those who have awakened their devotional service to the Lord, which is the eternal activity of the soul, can understand Sri Chaitanya Dev, from whose hair pores innumerable universes emanate. That same Lord performed his pastimes as a young, naughty Brahmana boy in Nabadweep. And his eternal servants, Jagadish and Haranya, they saw those pastimes to the full satisfaction of their eyes. Thus the Lord was fully satisfied to receive that prasad, and he joyfully ate a little bit of each item that they had cooked, for it had been offered to him by his dear devotees.
Thus, by his own will, his intense craving was appeased, and everyone present happily chanted the name of Hari as the Lord ate and then danced to the chanting of his own holy name.
That same Lord, who is glorified in the Vedas and Puranas, he thus played in the courtyard of Mother Sachi.
Thus Vishwambar, drowned in the mood of a restless child as he sported with the other restless Brahmin boys, he played his pastimes with his friends, and he was so naughty. He and his friends were so naughty that no one could control them. Whenever the Lord met some new friends, he would tease them, he would push them, he would fight with them, and he would make fun of them. And when the other boys retaliated, a big quarrel broke out. Nimai and his friends always won such quarrels due to the Lord's strength. And the other boys would leave in defeat.
When Lord Gaurasunda, when his golden effulgent complexion became green, gray, with a covering of dust covered by his playing, and when he became decorated with drops of ink from the pen that he was using for his learning, he appeared most enchanting and most beautiful. The Lord and his friends joyfully went to bathe in the Ganga at noon after their studies every day. And at the Ganga, Vishwambar and his friends eagerly entered the river, and they enjoyed splashing water at each other.
Thus Vishwambar would swim in the Ganga with his friends, and sometimes he would please the Ganga by diving deep below the surface, and sometimes he would float on the Ganga. In this way, he enjoyed his various water sports. And while engaged in these water sports, Lord Gaurasunda would become very naughty, very, very naughty. He would splash water with his feet, on those adults who were bathing nearby. And people forbade him to do this, but the Lord ignored them. He would quickly flee, and no one was able to catch him. In this way, the Lord would compel everyone to bathe again and again and again in Mother Ganga by splashing them, by touching them, and even spitting Ganga water on them from his mouth. Very, very, very naughty. Being unable to restrain Nimai, the Brahmins, who Nimai was disturbing, approached his father to complain.
"Oh, dear friend, oh Jagannath Misra, please hear about your son's misdeeds today. Due to his misdeeds, we were unable to bathe properly."
Someone said, "He splashed water on me and he disturbed me while I was meditating." Another complained, "Your son asked me, who are you meditating on? In Kali Yuga, I am directly Lord Narayan. Then he stole my Shiva Linga." Another said, "Well," someone said, "while I was watching him disturb the others, he ran quickly and stole my chatter." And someone said, "I kept the ingredients for worshipping Vishnu. There were flowers and durva grass and fruit, sandalwood pulp, and even the Lord Singha's son. I kept these on the bank of the Ganga. And when I went to take bath, your son, he sat on the Singha's son, and the unoffered fruit he ate. Then he smeared himself with the sandalwood pulp, and he decorated himself with the flowers, and he ran off. He then said to me, 'Why are you unhappy? He for whom you arranged those ingredients has himself enjoyed them.' Someone else said, "Today, I was standing in the Ganga. I was trying to be peaceful as I chanted my mantras. And he grabbed my feet and pulled me under the water." Another said, "He always takes my flower basket and my fresh cloth." And someone else said, "He stole my Bhagavad Gita." Then someone complained, "My own son. He's just a little boy. And your son makes him cry by pouring water in his ears." Another person says, "He comes behind me. I'm bathing in the Ganga. He comes behind me. He jumps on my shoulders and then jumps in the water, exclaiming, 'I am Lord Mahesh. I am Mahesh.'" Someone else said, "Your son sits on my asana and he eats the offerings I've prepared for Lord Vishnu. Then he worships Lord Vishnu. And when I come out from my bath, he throws sand on me. And he does this surrounded by all his other mischievous boyfriends. He even exchanges the men's clothes with the women's clothes. And when they come out of the water, everyone is embarrassed when they go to dress. Oh, Jagannath Mishra, you are our dear friend. Therefore, we're informing you that your son does these things every day. He remains in the water for 6 hours at a time. How will his body remain fit?" At the same time, all the young neighborhood girls approached Mother Sachi, and they were very upset, and they were in an angry mood. They complained, "Oh, Takarani, listen to what your son has done. Today, he stole our clothes, and he speaks so rudely in words we will not even repeat to you. And if we protest, he throws water on us and starts a quarrel. By force, he scatters whatever fruits and flowers we bring for puja. And when we come out from our bath, he throws mud at us. He sneaks up behind us and then loudly shouts in our ears." One of the girls said, "He spit water right in my face. And then he threw akata seeds on me. And I was caused to itch. My body began to itch. It was uncontrollable. And then he threw them in my hair." Another girl complained, "Your Nimai said that he wants to marry me. Every day he behaves with us like this. Does your Nimai think that he's free to do whatever he likes, as if he was the son of the king?" Still another said, "We must tell our parents about your son's mischief. They will be so upset. They will definitely quarrel with you. So please, Takarani Sachi Devi, please control your son immediately. These activities are not proper in Nadia." On hearing these complaints, the Lord's mother smiled. She embraced all the young girls and sweetly spoke to them, "When Nimai returns today, I will tie him up and I will beat him with a stick so that he will not disturb you again." All the girls became satisfied and took the dust from Sachi Devi's feet upon their heads, and then they went to the Ganga to bathe. In spite of Nimai's mischief, everyone ultimately felt fully satisfied, for everyone loved the Lord who was displaying his naughty childhood pastimes in Navadvip. But when Jagannath Mishra heard all of these complaints of Nimai's daily activities, he became so upset. He became angry, and he began to speak, "This boy Nimai behaves like this each and every day. He doesn't allow anyone to peacefully take bath in the Ganga. I'm going to punish him right now. And although all the people who had just complained, all his friends, tried to pacify Jagannath Misra, they were not able to do so. So Jagannath Misra stormed off towards the Ganga with a stick in his hand. Sri Gaurasunda was then and there at the Ganga. He looked so enchanting as he continued sporting in the water of the Ganga with the other boys. Suddenly, those young girls approached the Lord to warn him, saying, "Listen, Vishwambar, your father is coming. Oh, and he is really in an angry mood. You better quickly leave from here." Nimai thought for a moment and then quickly instructed his friends, "When my father comes, just tell him, your son has not yet come to take his bath today. He must have gone straight home after school, and now we are waiting for him." After instructing his friends, the Lord went home by a second back path, just as Jagannath Misra arrived at the bathing ghat. Jagannath Misra looked left. He looked right. He looked in the water. He looked on the banks of the Ganga. He could not see Nimai anywhere, even though he was usually amongst all the boys. When he asked the boys, "Where has Vishwambar gone?" the boys replied, "He has not come to bathe today. He went straight home after school, and now we're waiting for him." Searching the bank of the Ganga with a stick in his hand, Jagannath Misra grumbled in anger on being unable to find his son. The Brahmin friends of Jagannath Misra, who had earlier complained, they came and they spoke to him. "Vishwambar, actually, he has just left out of fear of you. Please go home and speak to him. And if he comes back here again and creates mischief, we will capture him and hand him over to you." "But Sri Misra, whatever we previously said to you about the boy, our complaints were simply in jest. Please do not be angry at him. Actually, there is no one more fortunate than you in the three worlds. You are certainly most fortunate to have the Supreme Lord as your son. And you are so fortunate that you continuously serve his lotus feet. And even if Vishwambar commits millions and millions of offenses, we will keep him deep still in the core of our hearts." In this way, the Lord enjoyed various pastimes with his eternal servants, pastimes which ordinary people cannot understand. Jagannath Misra sweetly replied to the Brahmin, saying, "He is your son as well. Please do not be offended by his actions." After embracing all the Brahmins, Jagannath Misra happily returned home. Meanwhile, Lord Vishwambar returned home by another path. By the time he arrived, he resembled the bright moon as he carried attractive books in his hands. Drops of ink purified the Lord's golden limbs, and they resembled bumblebees surrounding a champak flower. The Lord called out when he arrived at his house, "Mother, could you get me some mustard oil? I'd like to go to the Ganga and take my bath, for I'm quite dirty after having been studying all afternoon." Hearing his son's request, Mother Sachi became joyful. She could not see any signs upon him that he had already bathed in the Ganga. After giving him the oil, Sachi Devi thought, What did those girls and brahmanas complain about? He has drops of ink on his body, and he's wearing the same clothes, and he's carrying the same books, and his body is covered with dust. Soon after, Jagannath Misra arrived, and Vishwambar climbed upon his lap, and the Lord's father became filled with ecstasy on seeing his son. And he lost his external consciousness by Nimai's embrace. Yet, he too was astonished to see that Nimai was covered with dust and devoid of any signs that he had taken a bath. He said, Vishwambar, what kind of mentality do you have? Why don't you let people bathe peacefully? Why do you steal the ingredients that are meant for worshipping of Lord Vishnu? Don't you have any reverence for the Lord? Nimai replied, Father, today I have not gone for my bath. My friends went ahead of me, and I think it must have been they who misbehaved with those Brahmins and girls, because they're blaming me even though I wasn't there. But since they blame me when I wasn't there, now I will actually do some mischief to them. And saying this, the Lord smiled as he left to take his bath in the Ganga, where he again met with his friends. And when Vishwambar arrived there, the boys embraced him and they just laughed. As the Lord engaged in water sports with the boys, at home, Jagannath Misra and Sachi were contemplating in this way. The complaints we heard, they could not have been false. But then why were there no symptoms on his body of his having taken bath? His body was covered with dust. He had the same dress, the same books. His hair was dry. Everything was as though he had never taken bath or even touched the Ganga water. It seems that Vishwambar is not an ordinary boy. Perhaps Krishna himself has appeared by his internal potency as a human being in our house. Or otherwise, he may be a great personality. We don't know. Well, they were contemplating in this way. The Lord, who is the jewel amongst the Brahmins, arrived. He arrived back from the Ganga, and in the ecstasy of seeing their son, the couple, Jagannath Misra and Sachi Mata, forgot all their thoughts and became so filled with affection that nothing else seemed important. Due to separation from Nimai, the duration of the 6 hours when the Lord was at school appeared like 2 yugas for Jagannath Misra and Sachi Devi. If the Vedas chanted the glories of this couple with millions and millions of mouths, in millions of ways, still they could not reach the limit of the good fortune of Jagannath Misra and Sachi Mata. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the feet of Sachi Devi and Jagannath Misra, whose son is the Lord of millions of universes. In this way, the Lord of Vaikuntha enjoys his pastimes, which by the influence of the external energy, no one can fathom. Accepting Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.